So a couple of you have actually mentioned non-motorized travel, and so this is a question from the audience. What is your plan to promote and fund non-motorized travel throughout the city? And we'll start with Sally.
Okay, so this is a good question. I said in my opening that one of the key priorities is safe mobility for motorists, pedestrians, cyclists, and of course runners, because I'm a runner. Our plan is one that needs to be very prudent. As more people come to work, live, and play in Ann Arbor, I am in favor of bike lanes along our major corridors in and out of town. That said, a bike lane should not be merely painting a stripe on a road and calling it a bike lane. I've done some research on this recently, and I witnessed in New York City over the holidays, they have protected bike lanes. Protected bike lanes have a barrier. The bikes go here, the motorists go here, and there's a barrier. There's no question who's in what's lane, who should be in what lane. We've also learned that when there are protected bike lanes, it drives revenue for the downtown and for shop owners as well. So I guess in short, my plan is if we're going to have bike lanes, we got to do it right. It's going to take time and money. We got to plan now. We got to have an economic plan to do it, but we got to do it right, not simply paint lines on the road.
In the Great Recession, we, in order to provide basic services, we reduced some of the monies going to non-motorized transit. That has recently turned around, and I'm delighted for it. We're using more of our state monies to support bike lanes, to support crosswalk design, to support crosswalk identification and signage. I'm delighted that we're moving forward in this direction and want to continue to do so. We have to ensure that every street that we resurface or reconstruct, that it's a complete street, that it is safe and designed for both, all three, drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists. This is all critical. Buffered bike lanes are an important part of this. I think, too, you know, we are having a bike share program upcoming in Ann Arbor, and I think that this is an exciting development. I think this is something that most of us would support. Bike share is a great for sense of place. It's great for getting around. I'm behind bike share 100%.
At the last council meeting, at the budget council meeting, the council as a whole approved one of my amendments to council budget, which is increasing the amount of funding for non-motorized transit. But before that, long before that, we had passed the Complete Streets policy and the Complete Streets toolbox. And what Complete Streets does really is what Council Member Peterson said, and Council Member it's that kind of day, Taylor. You see, never ever sprain your ankle because you lose your brain. What my colleagues on council have said and will say, it addresses the need for streets that are designed for all modes of transit. But the other thing it does is address the need to design those streets so they deal with the proper speed. One of the challenges we face in this city is increased traffic from all the jobs that we've brought in. And we really need to talk about how we're doing that. So Complete Streets, increased funding for non-motorized transit, and frankly, increased pedestrian safety, all require good planning, good design. And yes, you can't just look at today. You have to look at what's going to happen in the future. And you have to anticipate where the increased changes need to be made. You have to be flexible and you have to be intelligent. It's a real challenge.
Next question to Steve. Or same question.
Repeat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got distracted. Sorry about
that. I'm sorry. What is your plan to promote and fund non-motorized travel throughout the city?
Okay. Plan and fund. The number one thing that I think that we need to do to address non-motorized travel in our community is to make sure that we have the staff that should be focusing on it. That's why if I'm elected mayor, I'm going to ask Eli Cooper to step down from the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority and focus on his job on non-motorized transportation in the city. He can't do both, and that's the kind of example. I voted against his appointment on the AAATA. He's not a resident of Ann Arbor. He lives in Livonia. And we've seen the fact that we have less staff getting the job done. So that's the number one in terms of a plan. As a walker, biker, and skateboarder, the number two issue is to make sure that our roads and sidewalks are capable of being used safely. You can't ride a bike down the road, if it's in the bike lane or not, if there's lots of potholes. My stepson has already blown out his tire twice within a week on his bicycle hitting potholes, and that is a problem. In terms of fairness, I want to make sure that all sidewalk gaps that are being specially assessed have 80% public funding. Some of them do, some of them don't. How is that fair to our residents?